Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 6th of March and as ever, here are three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And what we thought we'd do this week is actually make all the ideas positive, uplifting ones because there's that many rubbish stories around. We thought we'd actually give you something to smile about but also something to learn from too. And idea one is to develop this. In a world where customers want things faster, easier, and we go into supermarkets and there's the less than 10 items aisle and lots of areas to try and get things done very, very quickly. Here's an example of the relaxed lane. Tesco's in Forres Moray in Scotland have actually introduced a relaxed checkout. And the sign says, feel free to take as long as you need to go through this checkout today. Please be aware that you may experience a wait to complete your transaction. And this has actually been done in conjunction with Alzheimer's Scotland. And it's really to make shopping easier for guests with dementia, autism, Alzheimer's, learning disabilities, maybe just a mum who's got several kids looking around her. And it's in a trial programme, it's actually seemed to have gone down very well. I think it's just a great example of tailoring your experience to a particular group of customers. It is making things easy to buy from, but for them, it's actually doing things slower. What could you do to be easy to buy from and look after certain groups of your customers? Talking of supermarkets, Sainsbury's worker, Ellie Walker, who's only 22, actually delighted one of her customers, Edwin Holmes, who's 86, by taking him out to dinner. He was in the store and he often shops there alone and he was saying how he's going to spend quite a bit of his time alone. So she actually said, I'll take you out for dinner. And that's exactly what they organised. He turned up wearing a suit and a bunch of flowers for Ellie, which apparently reduced her to tears. And it was his first date in 55 years. And I think it's just a great example of a customer being looked after by a member of staff who's actually spotting what's going on and doing something about it. Do you encourage your people to do it? It's actually something that's carried on now, and Ellie and Edwin regularly go out for cups of coffee. And it's a great example of delighting customers, taking responsibility and making it happen. Does that happen in your business? And idea three takes us even further, an example of an organisation taking responsibility. Betty Burkett was an 88-year-old resident of the Sunrise of Eastbourne care home, and she's had a long-time passion for horses, having owned, trained and loved them from a very, very young age. She'd been at some low spirits for some time and wasn't eating and was hardly drinking anything and became very, very frail. And her designated assistant, Emma Draper, spent many years chatting to her, finding out what she enjoyed from the past and talking about her memories. And she actually heard Betty's one wish would be to run her hands through a horse's fur one more time. So the pair struck a deal. And Emma actually organised for Betty to go out to some stables to actually meet some horses and actually relive those memories for the very, very last time. Well, that's what she thought. Because a few sometimes later, they actually organised for a little pony to come to the home. Yes, an eight-year-old Shetland mare from a local stables came and actually went into the home so that Betty could actually stroke them and actually see them in her office, in her room rather. And I think it's just a great example again of an organisation really tailoring its experience to a particular customer. All those three stories, if you go on andyhanselman.com, you'll see a link to actually see them in more detail. Hope they actually uplift you. And if you want some more help on how to do this, there's a free download you can actually get, Customer Delight as Competitive Advantage, to make this stuff work in your business. Have a great week. Bye.